Hey, Project Zion listeners, this is Blake Smith, Project Manager for Project Zion Podcasts, and I'm excited to share this cross post from Ministry for Dummies just in time for camping season. Enjoy.
Welcome to Ministry for Dummies, a Community of Christ podcast hosted by the Community of Christ Southern USA Mission Field. All are welcomed here, and the stories and opinions that are shared here are a part of our story and do not necessarily reflect the official position of the Community of Christ.
Until today, because we are doing something official.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, this episode, dear listeners, this is going to be the one where either you will love us afterwards or you will absolutely hate us. But you know what? It's our opinion and we're going for it. So, yes, Jacob and I, after a short week, we are dialed in. We're ready. Everything is going to be beautiful and wonderful. But before we get into our main topic tonight, Jacob, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I had a short week this week, which is always nice for me, right? Get the good old 4-day weekend. You know, it's hot in Houston, but we're in the beginning of summer, which means we're closer to the end of summer. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to what's to come. How are you?
I love it. Well, I am doing well. And the reason why I just say I'm doing well is because I have some super highs and some super lows. So we're going to start with the highs first. This is the beautiful time of the year, Jacob, for Commanders fans all across the world, where we have hope. I think we're about like 90 days away from the season starting. So like all the videos of OTA are out, all the interviews, and you're like, this is it. This is our year. And I love it. I can't remember the show right now, but like they do the different ranks. It's the guy with the long hair who loves Chiefs, and they talk all of the time, like how much the Chiefs are great on ESPN. I can't remember the show off the top of my head.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the name of that show?
Get Up.
It's something like that. It's like one of those sports analyst shows, yeah. But they do like funny rankings and like they rank all the teams. The Commanders got the ranking of year five of the rebuild year. And I'm like, listen, one, that's not fair. We're at least like year 10, okay, of the rebuild for the Washington Commanders football team.
At least, yeah.
Totally fine, not controversial anymore. But you know what? This is that beautiful time where games aren't happening, playoffs aren't even in the picture, and you can just have fun and enjoy a team and a franchise that does not enjoy you.
Because it's vibes only right now.
Yeah, highs only. You know, you can't be worse. You know, I mean, it's not like we're the Steelers who already have a quarterback controversy without even starting the year.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's okay because they'll still end up with a winning record, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's the high. This is the low. And I texted Jacob before we recorded this that I needed a section to talk about this because this might be a recurring section. We're not sure. But I'm entitling it something that butters my biscuit. And usually buttering biscuits are good. But this in the connotation of that this makes me upset. And I do not know why. I do not know why I'm so upset with this. And this is how petty I am. I Snapchatted this to Jacob, and I have it in front of me. So last night, we were making pozole. And if you don't know what pozole is, your life is sad. But it's okay. I'll make it better. It's a Hispanic stew that's really, really good that has hominy. And it goes really well with, like, cornbread. And so I'm making the cornbread. I'm making it up. And I'm noticing on the Jiffy box, it now says vegetarian. In big white letters with green. And I just go, when has cornbread ever not been vegetarian? Like, why didn't you put vegetarian on the cornbread box? And then I'm looking down, I'm looking down at all the things. And then it has a section called plant-based ingredient alternatives. Instead of milk, you can use soy, almond, or coconut milk in your cornbread recipe. And instead of egg, you can use 3 tablespoons of aquafaba, or what it really known as canned chickpea liquid. I'm sorry. If you are putting canned chickpea liquid in your cornbread, you are foul. That is just a crime. And, you know, from a boy from the Midwest, I think I'm allowed to say that is just wrong. That is wrong in so many ways. And Jiffy, I love you. You great product. You know, make cornbread really, really fast. You're just trying to do too much. You're just trying to do too much. Don't rock the boat. You make great mix. Love your cornbread, but you don't need to do all that you are doing. So, yes, it's irrational anger, but I'm upset by it. Jacob has just had to listen to this for like four times, so he's just pausing in silence. But
no,
yes,
no, I gave you the applause sound effect. You just can't.
Oh,
hear
okay, good. See, like I said.
Yeah, I mean, my point or my thought when you said that is, I like the mix is vegetarian and plant based. I was like, man, I sure hope whatever they're putting in my cornbread mix is plant based and vegetarian, because if it's not, what are we putting in?
I mean, it's just unnecessary.
It does beg the
like,
question.
I don't understand.
No,
yeah.
I
so,
agree with
like
you.
I said, it's just one of those things where I don't know why it just made me so upset last night, but I was like, and like I've told Emily, like Emily's heard this rant too many times of like, this is just ridiculous. Why? Like, you're just doing too much. Like, mm-hmm. just be you, Jiffy. Just be you.
I know.
So now that I am fired up and irrationally upset about things, dear listeners, it is your turn to be upset about things. For and this it might be a little bit more of a rational reason. And the reason we say that is for this episode to kick off the camping season, Jacob and I are going to do a tier list of all the campfire songs that we could think of, and hopefully we'll not get sued because we'll definitely probably have to hum some of their tunes.
Yeah, if we get sued for the IP in this, this has got to be public property at this point, right? I mean,
I really hope. But anyway, so yeah, so if you haven't listened to a tier list episode before, we have our tier list broken down into. I'm actually give me one second behind this. Scenes here. I'm making sure that Jacob can see it while we do this together. So we have our tier list broken down as S, A, B, C, D, and F. That should just be F. I don't know why I put that there. So yes. So ignore that. we'll fix that in post. Don't worry. I might have put an E there because you know
that's all right.
It's been a while since I've been in the classroom. Yeah, I don't know how grades work anymore. Yep, so yeah. Awesome. So like I said, we're going to debate about it. We'll talk a little about it. And then we'll probably post this on our social media so that everyone can see it and get very, very upset with us. But yeah, if you've never listened to a tier episode before, it's very self-explanatory. So Jacob, is there any prelude you want to give before we jump on into it?
No, but we're definitely going to make some people mad, I think.
Oh, I'm so excited for the comment section. We'll talk more about how important it is you use that comments and respond link on ministryfordummies.org, but especially for this one, we'd love to hear your reactions. So let us get started for our first song. Drum roll sound effect, please, Jacob.
Yes, one second.
Starting with a classic, Alice the Camel.
Man, I think my gut instinct is A tier.
I would say A or B, and the reason why I think that is that this is a great like opener song, and the little kids love it. You know, you
yeah,
do the boom,
sure.
boom. You know, it's getting the movement going. I could say with A. I think it is a solid song. And it has a punchline at the very end. It's
yeah.
even kind of a dad joke territory. Solid all the way through.
Yeah.
So Alice the Camel, first one on the list. It is officially A tier. All righty. Next song we have on the list is the Ant song. This is the Ants Go Marching One by One. Hurrah, hurrah.
What are you thinking, Bert?
I think this is like a C or D tier.
I was going to put it C as well, so I'm perfectly comfortable with either one of those.
And here's the deal. It's fine. It's okay, but like... You just keep going. Like, there's not an end. There's not a story. It's just a C or a D tier. It's a common song, so it's easy that many people know it, but it's nothing special. Nothing special here.
Yeah.
So I guess this is gonna be kind of a definer for the rest of the list. Is C a passable or nothing special type situation?
C is passable. C's get degrees.
Okay, in true Graceland alumni fashion, C's get degrees.
C's
Okay, we're
get
putting the
degrees.
ant song at C. Give me 1 second. Okay, there you go. Okay, C's get degrees. Okay, moving on. Austrian went yodeling on a mountaintop
I'm
high.
feeling a B here. I really love all the different variations. They vary by region. And it's a good solid song. It's good.
Good solid song. Too long. I think we
That's true.
agree.
Yeah,
Good
you
solid
have to have it
song.
under control. Yeah, it can really run away from you.
And that's what I do think knocks it down to a B of, but like you said, good solid song, lots of participants, completely agree. Austrian went yodeling, B tier. All right. A classic. This one might be a little divisive. Bingo. Bingo.
No, I don't know, man.
I think it's a D or a C tier song. It's
I'm
kind of
more
like the
comfortable
ant
putting it
song.
in D, yeah, I think.
What do you think? C or D?
D.
D?
D,
Okay.
yeah, D tier. It's more of
D
a
tier song.
preschool
No,
song.
it's just nothing to write home about. I mean, it's fine. It's a throwback, but yeah. So this one though, this I know is a favorite for many in the camping world. Boom chicka boom.
Man, I'm going S tier.
I am also going S tier. That is just a
That was a
classic. It's
classic.
one of the first songs you learn when you learn how to do campfires. Lots of different verses. Cockroach, one of my favorite. Throw a little Latin tuition. Cockroach. It's just amazing. It's just awesome. So yes, S tier all the way. Father Abraham has many sons. Many
Yes, he
sons has
does.
Father Abraham.
Man. Probably a B or C.
Ooh, B or C?
Yeah.
I will not let it go to C. I will grudgingly do B. I love this song. I will say though, it is difficult to lead. Like when you are leading that song, you are dead out of breath by the end of it. So I can see why that would drop it down. So okay, B this that one might be controversial. I'm sure we'll hear it in the on the comment section. I need to learn how to paste apparently again. I don't know how to do that, so we're just gonna go there. You know what I did? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it being in bullets is really gonna mess you up because,
Yep, yep, yep. Hold
yeah,
on, hold on, hold
formatting.
on. There you go.
There you
Okay,
go.
now we're good. Now we're good. Okay,
All
sorry,
right.
Phil. Like I said, this and if you like this episode, I'm sure we can think of other things to rank in the
Oh, for
church.
sure.
I'm not gonna list any right now because I don't want to get in trouble. All right. This is a song that some people love. I am not a huge fan.
Even know
Granny in
this
the Cellar.
song. What song
You
is
don't know this
this?
song?
No,
This is one that Granny's in the Cellar. Oh, I left the book at office. Dang it. Someone better get her. It's not a great song. I don't like it.
I'll trust
It's to
your
me, it's a D.
judgment.
It's a D song.
All right. It's where it belongs.
It's where it is. It is. There you go. Much. Okay, never mind. Hold on now. There you go. Okay. So we're moving right along. I love it. Okay, another
Yeah.
classic, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
B or C for me as well. I mean, it's good. Everybody knows it. It's fun. It gets people moving. But it doesn't quite have the same catchy tune or, punchline that some of the others above it do, which is why I'm inclined to put it there.
I think C is a fair tier because
Okay.
it's better than Bingo because it does have the movement. And I would say it's a little bit better than Ant Song, but it's not at the same level of Austrian or Father
No,
Abraham.
I agree with that.
It
That's a
gets
fair
people
assessment.
going, yeah,
Gets
in
the
like
people
in
going.
yes, exactly. And I think also like, if and this is, for those who might be planning campfires, throw a little Spanish in there, see who knows their rodeos and their nais, their noses. So this is a song I love. I'm very excited to talk to you about. I am a C. I am a CH. I am a CHRSCIEN.
I mean, this is at least A for me.
It's an A. And I want to talk about this song. I want to pause and talk because we're burning through this list fast, which I'm glad because we can add more to the end. How does that ending verse go for you? How were you taught the ending of that song?
I am a C, I am a CH, I am a CHRASTIEN, and I have CHRAST in my HEARTN, I will LIVEETERNALLY.
Live him eternally, right?
Yeah.
So this is a version my dad, I'll shout out Ted Tinsman, taught some of the Southern Missouri kids. I am a C, I am a CH. I am a CHRASTIAN. And I have CHRAST and my HERRT, and I will LOV he love him all the TIME time. Because dad couldn't spell eternally. So it's I will LOV he love him all the TIME time. So controversial, but no, I agree.
That's,
it's a good one no matter what version you do it.
That's interesting. I guess I assumed that the Southern Missouri version was I am an H, I am an HI, I am an HILBILLY.
No, no. That's up in independence. All right, moving forward.
And I will LOVE in my COU.
I will love him all the TIME time. So are we saying A for I'm a CH?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's a good one. It really is. This one, classic, definitely in secular and spiritual circles. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
It's actually my nickname in my office.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, A all the
A
way.
A all the way for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along.
Moving
this
right
one,
along.
Love to hear your opinions.
Man,
on.
I love
Keep
on the Sunny Side. Maybe that's just sentimental for me because I love, like, just I have great memories of that song being sung.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it does have a bunch of punchlines, so I'm a fan of it. A or B.
I would say A, and also, like you said, you know, big fan of it, definitely nostalgia, but for many, like, little kids, this is kind of the first time that, like, they'll speak in front of everyone
That's
and say,
true,
oh,
yeah.
Like, I know the orange, you're glad I didn't say banana, knock-knock
yeah.
joke.
And if you've heard them tell the jokes, you just wish they would never speak.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So,
was,
you know, it's...
That was mean.
It's... Don't be mean. Don't be mean, Jacob. But yeah, I think Keep on the Sunny Side. It's a good one. So yeah, A tier all the way, all the way, all the way A tier. Okay, moving right along. This one, Milk.
Man, beer.
S tier.
I'm down with it for S.
I'm down.
Gonna, yeah.
It is a great,
it's a great one.
Give me a big milk. Give me some chocolate.
Give me a little milk. Skim.
There's some areas of the church that say soy milk, and we have worked. They're right with the Jiffy box, doing too much,
yeah,
doing too much around here.
Yeah, that's a little bit much for me.
That's too much around here. But no, S tier all the way, easy. We all have our milk friends. It's a good time. Grand Ole Duke, York.
I'm putting that in B tier. I think that's a similar status for me for Oshin Went Yodeling, where it's a good song. I don't think it's better than the ones above it. But
yes.
I enjoy singing it. So
I enjoy singing it. It is fun. You go faster and faster. Always a good time. This song and our next one, I hate leading because you are just so dead afterwards.
Yeah,
you
that's
want
true.
To be dead.
Yeah, you can't definitely it. Can't do these two ones back to back. You'll fry yourself for sure.
You'll fry yourself. And so our next one, moving right along, Little Red Wagon. I hate this song. I despise this song with a passion. I would put it at F, but I know people love this song, so I will recuse myself from this conversation. I will let Jacob be the master of where it goes, but I am not a fan of Little Red Wagon. And I know people love it. Shout out to members of our area, of the Wandeville congregation. They always request it. But it just kills your voice. If you're leading it, it is just done.
Yeah, it's definitely tough if you're singing. It's a fun call and response song. I'm comfortable with it being in C tier.
C tier? Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Where it can be good. It's just, it's hard if you're leading.
Man, I know we're going to get comments on that being in C tier. People are not going to be happy about that. But it's okay. Like I said, that's all Jacob. See, I recuse myself.
Yeah.
So
that's
okay.
I'll take ownership for that one.
This one. I am very passionate about as well. And the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. Hey.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a classic. I would say A.
Yeah, I'm good with it being A tier.
I don't think it's S tier. Now I will say them performing it at World Conference, I would say that experience was an S tier experience. But as a whole, I
the
think it
itself,
fits very
yeah.
well in there in the company that it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really fun time at World Conference when they started doing campfire songs. I really hope they do more of that because I had a good time with it. Another fan favorite all around, Black Sox, because they never get dirty.
They never get dirty.
They never get dirty. I would say A or B. I think it could fit in either of those categories. What are you thinking?
I think B.
Think B.
Yeah. It's a good song. It's a classic.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And our A tier is a little bit thick, so we got to kind of be weeding out what we put up there.
Which I should say, like, what separates these songs are I think there's definitely a big separation between B and C. A and B are very, very close, and S and A, I also think, are pretty close. But there is a big gap between our C and our D tiers. And no one's at F yet, so, you know, hey, the podcast is still very young. So this is one I don't know if you know, Jacob. Joy is a flag that has flown.
I don't know that one.
Joy's flag was flown in the castle of my heart, in the castle of my heart, in the castle of my heart. It's a really good one. It has high, you know, it has kind of a higher energy. It's a good transition song.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
I would say it's a B or C. It's nothing to write home about, but it's a good one.
I think we've been defining that as C.
Yeah, okay. Let us do C. Again, I still cannot believe Red Wagon ended up in C. I'm loving the comments already. This is good. This is good. I love it. All right, anyways, we need to move on. Classic. I should stop saying classic because they're all classics.
That's why we remember them.
Exactly. But this is a really good one. Funky Chicken. Jacob,
dude,
I want to see that Funky Chicken
me.
Now.
S tier.
And here's the deal, though, that does often happen. And I think I did do this. Funky Chicken and Boom Chicka Boom often get confused in my brain all the time.
Yeah, you did confuse them when you said Cockroach.
I did.
Yeah.
I just realized that, yes. Because Cockroach is Funky Chicken.
Yeah. Valley Girl style.
Yeah. Yes.
Gender
yes,
style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, I mean.
Boom Chicka Boom. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and so that's the deal. You also have to separate, and I'm glad we've separated them, because if you do them back to back, they do get too close together. Speaking of too close together, classic opening song.
This
the
is
more
classic.
We get together.
Yeah. I'll put this wherever you want, Bert. This is a good, just solid one for me.
I think it is a good B tier song, and here's why. It fits almost any campfire scene. It is especially it's a good one when you are starting. I'm thinking like reunion. This is a great reunion song.
That's fine.
And you know the thing that knocks it down from maybe an A, because I know some people do think like it is the standard of a gathering song, is you just kind of, it doesn't have a good satisfying ending.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Grand Ole Duke of York, of where it just kind of goes and goes and goes. There's not like a solid ending. So I would put it at B. All right. The Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly.
Which one's this one?
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. Whoever knows why she followed a fly, she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she will die. Like, it's that nursery rhyme that's in a full song.
Okay.
It's kind of like Granny in the Cellar. It's too long. It's a fun story, but it's not, in my humble opinion, I don't think it's a great song. So I think it belongs in D tier. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Man, we're just gonna have to arbitrarily put one of these songs in F tier.
we're getting close to a couple that I will say are F tier, and we'll get to those in a little bit. So okay, On Top of Spaghetti.
C.
I was also gonna say C. It's fine. It's okay. So I should say C tier for me. What it's looking like is, these are the songs of I'm stuck, I need to put another song in here, and I can't think of one. Oh yeah, this one. Throw it in there. Like, they're fine songs. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you ask someone about Campfire, are they going to be like, oh yeah, On Top of Spaghetti, that's the song that I love. Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Rock My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham.
I like that one. It's a good like middle one. To end song. I don't know.
What are you feeling?
B?
I would say B. Yeah. B is where it belongs. A great one. Second Story Window.
I love this one because this one is funny. It's engaging. I like, you know, the two group aspect, right, where you're competing. I'm S tier for this one. I love this song.
I'm an S tier all the way for this one. And I almost forgot one that I'm going to add to the bottom of our list.
Jack fell down and broke his crown. Threw it out the window, the window.
Oh,
good call. That's it.
Yeah,
that was good.
Almost forgot one of my favorite, and I will. This will be controversial for this area. Sorry, I'm typing because I had to remember what they call it in New Mexico. That's what they call this song in New Mexico.
Interesting.
And it's very hard for me to sing. Anyways, we got to get back to it. Okay, where were we? We were in
This Little
Window.
Light
okay.
of Mine.
Oh, this one's a darling. This Little Light of Mine.
It's a classic.
Yes. I think this is an A tier.
Yeah,
this
I
is
agree.
A cute one. Throw in. And here's the deal. This one can be put either in a campfire, a worship service. It's a song that keeps on giving.
It does. It does keep on giving.
And I mean, you know, you see the little kids doing it. You know, they love it. They enjoy it. It's an awesome time. You might have heard that. I just hit my microphone because I was showing my little light.
That's right.
I was not letting Satan blow it out.
Did not put it under a
bushel.
I'm going
to let it shine. Yep. Exactly. Okay. We're going to start covering some of the more serious and transitional songs. So, you know, when I was doing this list, I was just going through my campfire book. Alleluia. More specifically, the song that goes, "We will serve him. We will serve him. Hallelujah." Yes, all those. Please don't sue us. What are you thinking about this one?
This one's just fine for me. I like B or C.
I would put it at C. Like I said, it's one of those ones of it can be really, really beautiful, especially if you get like a good harmony going. It can be really great.
Singers,
you can
yeah.
dress it up to put it in that A or B, but it's often like one of the first more serious songs, and yeah. I think we're about to get to them. There are some heavy hitters. So this one's a little bit more contemporary. Awesome God. The song specifically was, yeah, "Our God is an awesome God. He reigns." Yeah. I would say B for this song.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that as well.
Yeah. It's a good
song.
It's
a good
song. Yeah. This one is definitely, you're getting closer to those heavy hitter ones. But like I said, if you get a great harmony going, it can be an amazing song.
Yeah.
Do Lord.
That's on A or B for me, I think.
Okay. I will put it at B. I was thinking more C or B.
Okay.
Like I said, fine. It's okay. Because we want to leave room in the A, like for A and S tier songs that earn,
yeah,
this. Like, "Father, I Adore You," or "Spirit, I Adore You," "Mother, I Adore You." For me, this is an S song.
Yeah,
this,
it is. I agree with you. This one's a classic,
yeah.
And it's just it even in a group that isn't necessarily the best singers, it still can really hit.
I will say, this is the song. I know, you know, we're trying to make this one obviously a little more lighter. This song was a song that I said, okay, I will be a Christian too. I can remember it that distinctly, hearing the senior, I think it was a senior high camp or some camp, just seeing it and just going, this is God's spirit that I'm feeling at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So great song. Another great song that I think goes right next to it, Sanctuary.
Yeah, this is S tier for me. I mean, this is another one that maybe it's just, you know, my own personal perception and experience with this song at campfires. But this one's top of the line.
Yeah. Oh, this and for many, I think this is a song that tears are shed, that people do like make that either decision or have that like very introspective conversation this is what this is all about. Camp is fun. Camp is a great experience. But these two songs, I think, best show this is the true purpose of having this specific time.
Yep.
So, yeah. going a little bit down the list, I think, Freely.
Yeah, this one's DRF, Bert.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me reason. Explain. Expand.
I don't think this one is very good. I just... We're thinking of the same song, right? Like, freely, freely.
You shall receive. Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I'm comfortable with it being in C or C.
I will put it in E for everyone's going to be pissed at Jacob when this gets posted. So, hey, y'all heard it here. Apparently, Freely is an E. I thought that was going to be an A or an S song. This song... this song I will put at C. I'd love to hear your opinion though. Give thanks
with a grateful heart.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that as well. This is a good hymn as well. And I guess maybe I like playing it on the pianos. So I don't think it translates as well a cappella.
Yes, and I will say I think Freely, Awesome God, and Give Thanks are all in this next one as well, are actually a couple of these are songs that are, I think more people would see them, oh, these are hymns, not necessarily campfire songs. And so I think that's why some of these rankings might kind of be all over the place. If we were doing a hymn list, which might be our next ranking list, that one would really be controversial. I could see that moving around, but no, I agree. I think a C is fine. Humble yourself before the Lord.
I like this one a lot.
I do too.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is a solid B song.
I'm comfortable with that.
Yes. Doesn't have the best ending, but especially if you have like someone like Bunda Chibwe leading this song. Oh my gosh. That's anytime that I hear this song, he is the voice that is in my head as we are going through it. I have strong opinions about this next song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Huh?
Let's hear him.
I think this is a D or F song.
Okay, well, I like it a little bit more than that, so let's put it in D.
Okay, we'll put it in D. And here's the reason. I think it's a beautiful song. I think it's a beautiful message. But how it is written music-wise, I think... when they do the no turning back, you're going on a down note, which oftentimes in music that is supposed to signify a negative. And that's always bugged me. I've always thought that that the harmony should be written where that is an uplifting part, not going down.
Instead of no turning back, it should be like no turning back.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's always bugged me. I don't know why that song has always bugged me, but it's always bugged me.
No, I understand what you're saying.
A special song to Jacob and I for a completely different reason. I've got Peace Like a River. I don't know if Jacob knows the callback. Yeah, okay, good. He's laughing. He has a callback to our one vacation Bible school we tried to lead together.
And we tried.
Yeah, we tried. We tried. So Peace Like a River, where are we putting this one?
A or B?
I would say A.
Yeah, I'm good with that. This is such a classic. In the hand movements, Exactly.
And also, it's a song that's just timeless, and like many of these are, but this is a good one. This is a personal favorite for mine, so I'm very biased, but I've got the joy down in my heart.
B? A? A or B?
I would say B. I'm okay putting it with B. My personal bias is to put it in A, but... You know, we're fair and objective on this show, obviously, at all times. But yeah, I think it's, and here's the reason for me why it does get B. It's A when I'm not leading it, B when I am. And the reason is because I do get a little bit of a mouth mumble through the later verses because it is so much you're trying to shove in. That was the birth, actually. See, your listeners should learn something new. That was the birth of mumble rap, was that song. So there you go. Community of Christ, always on the breaking edge.
Yeah.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible told me so.
Yeah. That's another one that's like a nursery song. It's kind of C or D to me.
I'd put it at C.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like I said, you wouldn't immediately associate it with camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to, 1 second, dear listeners, we're actually going to make this text a little smaller because we're running out of room because, surprise, surprise, we have many songs that we are covering, but... I'm actually surprised how many we've burned through. I thought we were going to be here for like hours debating.
Far we're good.
We're good. We're doing good. Okay.
The next song is one that Bert doesn't actually know, I don't think. It's Isaac Azumba. Some places call it Zulu Warrior.
I do know this song. Okay. I just completely forgot to put it in the list, but okay. Yes.
So this one for me is an A tier just because I love the hand movements that go with it and the variance there.
I would agree with it. I would even put it at S tier, but I'm fine leaving S tier, like truly S tier. And this is A. This because you can get lost in the motions.
Yeah,
and,
you can. Yeah. But, if you suck. Yeah.
Yes. 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 Kumbaya.
This one can be really pretty. I think this one may jump out of the nursery rhyme category and go like S tier for me.
I was going to say that as well.
Because it can be really, really pretty.
It can be really, really pretty. For many, it's kind of that like first song that I really think as a serious song, you really take seriously, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like it's something that is very, very melodic, puts you in that spirit very easily. S tier all the way. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
What do you think?
Honestly, it depends on the group this ranking, because there's a higher resonant of in my heart that like in some people who shouldn't sing as high, and I can be in that camp as well, really butcher that part. So it does kind of depend on the group. For the most part, though, I would say A.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it being an A. Yeah.
If you have a beautiful singer or a beautiful person who is leading it, it can hit S really, really easily. But I think for just general, is like day four of camp and we are exhausted, but it's still a beautiful song. A tier.
Yeah, for sure. This next one is a similar vein, Make Me a Servant, right? Another hymn that does translate well, a cappella. So this is high for me.
This is an S tier for me.
Yeah,
I'm
very comfortable with that. And also this last song you put on there, also probably going to want to put up there.
Yes. So this last and probably the last of our S tier and the last of our song, there was Bert looking for some dirt at the store.
At the store.
At the store.
At the store.
And like you can jazz it up. Yeah, Quartermaster Store, or as some in New Mexico and other parts of the world call it, a 5 and 10 cent store.
And those people are wrong.
They are wrong. They're the same people who say green socks. Yes, I'm looking at you. I think it's Minnesota or Wisconsin. If it isn't, I'm sorry. I love y'all. But if it is, no, that's wrong. They're not green socks. It's not a bubbler. It is black socks. It's a drinking fountain. Don't make the rest of the Midwest look weird. I'm joking. We love you all, especially when you beat the Cowboys.
That's right.
That is right. That is right. Never forget. Never forget. Yes, I think an S tier. Every single
That's
day.
Appropriate.
So let's before we review any other songs that you can think of that we did not say.
Flea Fly.
Oh, we didn't do Flea Fly. Oh, where does Flea Fly go?
A or B?
I would say A as well. I gotta fix A real quick. Give me a second. Yes. Okay. So it needs to be there. That's gonna be. There, yeah. So we're gonna put Flea. Oh my gosh, I will say for those who have never led Campfire, this is honestly sometimes how I do it, of where I just start writing down all the songs I know, and then I try to put it together, because then at the end we have moments like this where we remember there are so many songs. Yeah. For example, Flea Fly. What was the other one that you said?
That was it. I was trying to think about
So another one that I said, Poor Little Bug on the Wall.
Poor Little Bug
no
on the
One
wall.
To Love Him at All.
That's a B.
That's a B song, yes. But it's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one.
I have another one if you don't have one.
No, I don't. Keep going.
Bug on the Wall. I got a head like ping pong ball. I got a head like a ping pong ball. I got a head like ping pong ball.
The William Tell Overture? No, I don't know that one.
I would say that's a C. It's a fun one, but nothing to write home about. Trying to think. I do have some more. If you are interested, our list is getting long. Let's just do a couple more.
Yeah, give me three more.
Okay, I'll give you three more. Okay. I'm smashing up my baby Bumblebee.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah, Bumblebee tune. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, in a similar one, it's Bumblebee Tuna. I love Bumblebee, Bumblebee Tuna. I love Bumblebee, Bumblebee Tuna.
I think like both Bumblebee songs should go in B.
Okay.
That makes sense. B for Bumblebee.
B for Bumblebee.
Baby
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Oh, My Little Rooster.
I don't know that one.
I love my little rooster. My rooster loves me. I'll cherish my rooster under green bay tree. My little rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. And then you make up different animals. You know, like my little Umberto goes, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Well, so before we do that one, what was the name of the other tuna song?
Bumblebee Tuna. Yeah. Shout out to Colby Conley for that one.
And then the other one you were just saying is I love my little rooster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where does that go?
It's also a C. Yeah.
That's a C tier? Okay.
Yeah. We'll put it there since you don't know it.
My rooster. Okay, let's do one more from both of us, and then we'll review our list.
I don't know if I have another one. I think I just exhausted all of mine.
Let me think. Deep in the lexicon here of random songs that I, for some reason, have had to memorize. I'm trying to think. Like, I want to put something in F, but I can't. I cannot think of like an F song.
Button Factory. That's not an F song. That's like an A song. Hello, my name is Joe.
Oh, Button Factory. Yeah,
in a Button Factory.
I'm putting Button Factory in A.
Got a wife, three kids, and a family. Yeah, that's an A song.
And for those who are going like, how is that an A, but Father Abraham is in B, because we like capitalism, that's why. if we didn't make people mad, we have already done that. Let me think of something else. There was one on the tip of my tongue that I just lost. It was a good one, too. Like I said, I wish a shout out to Bobby Price, who does a lot of the campfires down at Cienito. She has a massive book that she sent me that is on a flash drive in some of my camp bags, and I need to pull it back out. this song. God bless my underwear, my only pair. I think that can be our one F song.
Okay.
Of God bless my underwear. That is truly where it belongs, because it's kind of a trash song, but it is really, really funny. Oh, no. Okay, so that one. Okay, we'll do one more, and then we'll be done. If I were not upon the stage, that's what.
Oh,
I was
that's a
think
good
of.
One.
That's a good
that's
one.
Good. That's a. Yeah. Or B. I'm comfortable with it being in B.
I'm going to put it in B just because we've run out of room in A. So
were
not upon
the stage. Yeah, that's a good one.
A stage. Did I just tell you that I wrote a Graceland rep line to that song that I one of these days I really hope does take off? I don't think I ever will.
Fire
Maybe this
not,
podcast is a plot.
Okay.
Format, but...
Yeah. Use this as your plug.
Okay. Here it is. If I were not upon the stage. Something else I'd like to be. If I were not upon the stage, a Graceland rep, I would be. You'd hear me all day long, and this would be my song. Here's a pamphlet. Here's a pen. Apply. Here's a pamphlet. Here's a pen. Apply.
That does sound about right. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
That is a good one.
I came up with that. I'm telling you. Graceland, give me a call. Don't. I still owe you student loans. So there you go, our dear listeners. That is our campfire tier
took
list
us long
rankings.
Enough. My goodness.
Let's go through them, because, man, we had a lot. So in F tier, our only song, God Bless My Underwear. For those who don't know it, you don't need to know it. It's fine. In E tier,
which is stands for
everyone's going to be mad at Jacob, Freely, because apparently... That's where it belongs. Anyways, D tier, B-I-N-G-O, Granny's in the Cellar, and The Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. C tier gets a little bit more heavy. We have the Ant Song, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, Little Red Wagon, Joy is a Flag That Is Flown, On Top of Spaghetti, Alleluia, or We Will Serve Him, Give Thanks, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, Jesus Loves Me, I Have a Head Like a Ping Pong Ball, and I Love My Rooster. B tier, Austrian Went Yodeling, Father Abraham, The Grand Old Duke of York, Black Sox, The More We Get Together, Rock of My Soul, Awesome God, Do Lord, Humble Yourself, I've Got the Joy Down in My Heart, Poor Little Bug on the Wall, Baby Bumblebee, Bumblebee Tuna, If I Were Not Upon a Stage. Then we're getting to our A tier, Alice the Camel, I Am a C, I Am a CH, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, Keep on the Sunny Side, The Green Grass Grew All Around and Around, This Little Light of Mine, Peace Like a River, Zulu Warrior, I Want, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian, Flea Fly, Button Factory. And then finally, the official, remember, this is the one time that we are official.
That's right. We speak for everyone.
At least from Ministry from Dummies. Yes, for everyone. I mean, this should be for everyone. But anyways, S tier songs, Boom Chicka Boom, Milk, Funky Chicken, Second Story Window, Father, I Adore You, and Mother, and Spirit, and Jesus, Sanctuary, Kumbaya, Make Me a Servant, Quartermaster, or for those in, at least in the Rio Grande Mission Center, 5 and 10 cent store.
Classics, all of them.
Give us, Jacob, give us another round of applause.
I will do just that. Just fantastic. I don't think I could say just enough how fabulous this is.
I think we have done truly the good Lord's work here.
We'll give ourselves a good show winner for that one.
Oh my gosh. But here's the deal, dear listeners. You don't have to just agree with us. If you have a favorite campfire song or you want to petition a song and give us a reason of why it should be in a different place, let us know by going to ministryfordummies.org to our comments page. We also are very excited to announce that by the next time that we record, it will be with our interview with President Prophet Designate Stacey Cram. And we are so excited to have her on the show. We are not nervous. Like I said, that's why we did all the official stuff today.
That's right. So yeah.
Yeah. But also, if you want to talk about our campfire songs, we'd love to hear that. But please let us know your questions, because we're lazy and we don't like writing episodes.
That's true. That is true. That is a bona fide fact. Well, do you have any other thoughts, Bert?
I do not. I think this was a great episode. Like I said, I think we've done some good stuff this evening, so, or morning, or whenever you are listening to this podcast.
This is my last thought, and then I'll close this out. So I had somebody reach out to me and ask about downloading the transcript of the episode from Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And I did some research. If you are also in this boat, there's no way to download it as a file. You're able to copy and paste the text from Apple, and then you could put it into a note or go into your email app of choice and use that as a text option and send it to yourself. But there's no way for us to grab the transcript that is generated. But we appreciate this individual for reaching out to me and asking. So that was awesome.
Yep, definitely. Well,
thank you so much for joining us on this journey. This podcast is made possible by listeners and disciples of Christ, and by the members of the community of Christ. Without you, we would not be here. As Bert mentioned, if you have any ideas or questions about the podcast, let us know. We'll see you on the journey.
You've been listening to an episode from Ministry for Dummies here on Project Zion Podcasts, featuring hosts Umberto Tensman and Jacob Ross. Our thanks to Umberto and Jacob for allowing us to share this episode with you, our faithful listeners. For more episodes of Ministry for Dummies, go to ministryfordummies.org. Have a great rest of your day. Mm-hmm.